Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And here's why I love New Orleans, Celeste. Anywhere else in the world, if you're partying and the sun comes up, you kind of go, oh, I've been up all night.
Gotta
in
get
New
bed,
Orleans,
right?
In New Orleans, you go, the sun came up, I'm still partying. And your point is? And that's what they're doing in New Orleans. The Saints defeated the Indianapolis Colts yesterday in the Super Bowl, 31-17. Bright news for a place that has a habit culturally of turning bad news into great news, into joy. Jason Isaac joins us. He's a WNYC engineer and producer, one-time New Orleans resident who finds himself in New Orleans this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what happened. I thought I got on a plane to Indianapolis, and the next thing I knew, I was in the quarter.
Oh, boy. But, who are you going to pay for that mistake? You've got to thank them.
Oh, yeah, you're right, John.
Describe the scene.
Great day to be in New Orleans.
Describe the scene.
Well, I was watching the game uptown last night, and at a bar, you know, neighborhood bar, long-time gathering spot for Saints fans, and it was absolutely raucous. The entire game, second half especially, starting with the onside kick to start the second half, the place just went crazy and then never settled down. By the time there was about a minute left in the game, people were standing on the bar. I saw a few men taking their shirts off, I guess for good luck or something.
For good luck, yeah, and of course, it's for good luck, Jason. That's what they tell you down there in New Orleans. Hold on for one second. Jim Spalding, manager of the Avenue Pub down there in New Orleans, how many rounds were ordered just after that onside kick at the beginning of the second half, which really changed the momentum in favor of the Saints?
Wow, you can't count them. Too many to count.
So, you know, I don't want to count how much business you did last night, but are you still open, Jim?
Yeah, of course.
And how many people would you say are in the bar right now?
Maybe 90.
90?
That's probably 80.
How have you managed to keep your voice?
I don't have a voice.
There we go. It's Jim Spalding, manager of the Avenue Pub in New Orleans. How much does this mean to the residents of New Orleans? And then we'll ask Jason before we go. Jim?
I've been here since 02.
And it means a lot, if you have to think about it that much, I suppose.
This was destiny, first off, to begin with. Katrina could have been the greatest catastrophe to ever happen. This is probably the greatest uncatastrophe.
Uncatastrophe.
Ever,
yeah, Jason Isaac, can you hear that?
The coining
of words,
correct.
the fumbling for emotional descriptions. Take me there.
Well, listen, for 43 years, the city has had the absolute worst luck as far as football goes. And for a lot of that time, there's also been a steady drumbeat of bad news with Louisiana ranking near the bottom in terms of education, economy, health care, things like that among the 50 states. And for one night, New Orleans is number one, undisputed champions, and it means a whole lot to everyone here, without a doubt.
Indeed, and it's certainly going to give an extra joy to the Mardi Gras celebrations, which begin in less than a week. Jason Isaac, WNYC engineer and producer, one-time New Orleans resident, and Jim Spalding holding the fort down there at the Avenue Pub in New Orleans. Thanks and congratulations to both of you.